Slow More Eyes Bart.
Hi, evening everyone. How are you saying?
Good evening.
Evening. How are we doing?
Hilkers Losh.
Very interesting topic. Tonight's topic is Weetabix on Shabbos. Let me just make a quick sikkum of what we learnt before we get to the practical, hopefully. We said, it's a very big yisoy, the Hilkers Losh, which you're going to see, Mamish runs through the whole of Lisha, and that is, there's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara, when are you over the Issur of Losh? That means you put a liquid into flour, you pour liquid into flour, Rebbe shitta is that straight away you've been over the Issur of Losh. Straight away. You've been over the Issur of Losh. And that is the Issur in our Torah of Lisha. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, no, that's not Issur in our Torah. The Issur in our Torah of Losh is when you actually need it. You have to, just the fact that it combines together, it's true, it starts settling a little bit, but that is not enough to be over the Issur in our Torah of Losh. The Issur in our Torah of Losh is only in a case of where you actually start needing it and you combine it properly together. That's what we said.
Is there any thickness of concentrate that was called Losh? Or more
than liquid. Hold on 1 minute, I'm coming to that now. Very good. Good question. Now the question is, what has to be to make Losh? So we said also a big Kiddush, that's clear from the Gemara, that there's two sorts of kneading that you can do. You can have one, it's called Lisha Ova, a thick mixture. That means you put a liquid, it doesn't have to be a liquid, even actually, it could be mayonnaise, a stiff mayonnaise, which binds together small particles, which I'm not going through the whole thing again, we said small particles that bind together. You stick that together, it can be a liquid, it can be butter, margarine, mayonnaise, these things which bind things together is an Issur of Losh. If it's a Lisha Ova, if it's a thick mixture, that is an Issur min HaTorah on Shabbos. What's called a thick mixture? So we said from the Chazanish and others on Masbir, that after you've made your mixture, you mix flour and water, for example, if it's so thick, the mass is so big, if you were to take the plate and tilt it, it would move off very, very slowly. It's a very heavy lump. It's stuck together so well that it's now become one big mass. That is an Issur min HaTorah of Losh. If a person makes a mixture and he combines quite a lot of liquid with it, and therefore the liquid is quite runny, Harai or the Moshe Chazon says, if you take the plate and you would tilt it and it would run down the plate, but you still got particles stuck together, that is an Issur Drabonon of Losh. Much more cool, we're going to see that's where a lot of their training are based on. If the Lisha is a very runny Lisha, it's bound together, but it's very liquidy. And if you were to put it on a plate, it would run down. That is a Lisha Rako. That's also midrabbanan to do on Shabbos in a normal way, but it's not Issur min HaTorah. And finally, we said a third level was a way of making something where it doesn't bind us all together. Moshe, someone puts coffee in water. The coffee just disintegrates. There's nothing bound at all together. There's no binding at all. It's just gone. The coffee granules are gone. There's nothing there. There's no Issa at all of Lisha in such a case. Okay, let's come to their tale now in Hilkas Losh. So that's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara says an interesting case. It's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Shabbos Kufnun Vav, if a person puts liquid and he makes a Lisha Raka, but he changes the order of the ingredients he puts in. When a person makes Weetabix normally, I think most people, hold on there, let me do it somewhere else, I want to sit on top of the, in case it spills. Can I do it anywhere else? Here's good? Aye. You take a good picture. A person normally, when he wants to make a cereal, a normal cereal, with thick Weetabix, yeah? What most normal people do, as far as I know, I mean, I don't go around surveying this, but pashtus, what a person does is he puts the cereal in, and then he pours the milk on. Agreed?
Yeah.
I think most people do that. In cereal, most people put the cereal in first, and then the liquid. Now, you must realize, when you pour liquid onto a Weetabix like this, you are going to do losh. Because the liquid is going to bind together, it's going to cleave together, cling together, you've done Issur of Losh. From the Gemara in Shabbat, it's clear that when a person makes a Lisha Raka, if a person makes a Lisha Raka, a runny mixture, and he changes the order of the first stage. He changes the order of the ingredients he puts in. That's mutter. A chiddush. What? You still made a loss, but you made a shinui, and the Chazal were not goyzer. The whole Lisha Rapid in Issa Drabonon, and Chazal were not goyzer in such a case. You have to understand that Mistoma, the Svara is, a good question was asked, and I said, well, how does it help? The Torah says in Mistoma that Lisha is quite important on Shabbos. People want to eat on Shabbos, only Shabbos. The Chazal waived their Issa in certain cases. Minat Torah, there's no issue if you make a Lisha Rapid. If you make a runny mixture, there's no Issa of Lisha. So here, Chazal understood that when a person is making a shinui, he's doing something different to normal, he won't get confused with a deraisa, and therefore we allow him to make a lisha raka.
Is that called a big shinui?
What?
Is that called a big shinui?
That's called a shinui, which allows, according to Rebbe, that's clear in the Gemara, Rebbe's the one who holds that the actual mixing together is an issariti. Even according to Rebbe, who holds just the mixing together is a problem, even according to him, if you change round the order, that itself is a chiddush, and that itself is a heter, and that works. Okay? That's mavur according to Rebbe. So normally, as I say, normally in most of the things that we do with cereals, normally you put the cereal in first, then the milk. I'm trying to think of something where you put the liquid in first.
That would be a lisha raka,
lisha opa. Oh, so you have to, I'm coming to that in a minute. Well, yes, you have to make, we're talking about now, tonight, we're concentrating on lisha raka. You're going to have to make, what we're talking about tonight, to allow what you're doing, is you have to make your end result a runny mixture. If you end up with a thick mixture, you can't do it. So tonight, we're talking about runny mixtures. That means, eventually, when I make this concoction, there's going to be that I can tilt the plate and the wheat of it, so everything will be able to run. If it stays together as a thick mass, then I've got no heter. This is not, there's no heter from what we're talking about now. The heter we're talking about now is you're making a runny mixture.
If I say there wasn't enough milk, I shouldn't do that.
You didn't put enough? I'm coming to you, I hope you'll come to me, yeah? I hope you're saying, bear your question in mind, before 20 past, make sure I answer that. Yes, a good point. So normally cereal is like that, yeah? I'm just trying to think. Instant pudding, apparently, I don't make instant pudding regularly, but instant pudding, you normally put the liquid in first and then the pudding. Is that right? Anyone knows how to make instant pudding? Very good. You see, we've got all sorts of varieties here of people who come along and help us. Mum is married, it's good, yeah? So you put the liquid in first. You want to make instant pudding. If you can make it into a runny mixture, this is quite an important factor. You must make a runny mixture. If we want to be a mati, what we're talking about tonight. So then you would have to change the seed around, yeah? So the chiddush is that you want to make a cereal of Weetabix. So I say normally you put the cereal in first. Today, on Shabbos, you want to make it on Shabbos. Anytime on Shabbos, you must put the liquid in first. And then you put the cereal in. So I'm going to give you a little demonstration. But we haven't finished yet. I'll tell you, we've got a demonstration. I haven't finished yet. On top of that, so condition number one we had is you've got to change the order of the ingredients you put in. Condition number two, we said, is that you must make it a lisha raka. It must be a runny mixture. There is a third condition, which the Mishnah Berurah says one should try and do, and that is, it's true what I told you. From the Gemara, it's clear, if you make a lisha raka and you change the ingredients around, it's mutter. Some Rishonim hold, that only goes according to Rebbe. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who holds the mixing is the problem, it doesn't help to change around the order. And they hold, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you've got to do a shinu, you've got to make a change in the actual mixing itself. So, we try to, as the religion goes, we try to accommodate everyone. That's what we try to do. We want to try to make everyone happy. Why not? So what we try to do is do all the shits that we can. So first of all, we change around the order of the ingredients. One. Number two, we make a runny mixture. And number three is when we make the mixture, if we have to mix it, we do a major shinui in the mixing. What is called a major shinui? So we're going to go through various different types of shinui. Tonight, I'm going to speak about one of them. I just want to show you before I actually put it into practice. That's called shesi ve'erev. A person mixes shesi ve'erev. What do you do? You've got your plate over here. I'll show you, hopefully, a live demonstration soon. You shesi ve'erev is criss-cross. Yeah? Normally, when a person wants to stir, a quick way of stirring is normally go round and round and round, and that's how you make it. Yeah? Here, you have to make a shinui as well in the mixing. What you do is, you do this way cross, vertical, horizontal, some hole that you should take out after each time. I don't think you'll be eating much Weetabix on Shabbos. By the time you make your Weetabix, I think you want another one afterwards. Yeah, so Lemaisa, some hole you should take out after each time. Many possible you don't take out, but you've got to stop, do a cross, then downwards, across, downwards, a shinui in the mixing. So once you've done all those things, again, you've made a shinui in the order, number one, of the ingredients. Number two, you've made a shinui in the, well, it's not a shinui, you've made a lisha raka, you made a runny mixture. And number three, you've made a shinui in the actual mixing itself, then you can enjoy your mix, or whatever you want. So let's try and give a little example over here. So
you've got the handle of the pot, not the...
Yeah, first you do the handle, if it manages to make a difference, actually, you're making a major shinui here, I'm not sure it makes a difference in what you do, but you make a major shinui. So I'll show you, look, Rabbeisai. Someone asked, actually, a while ago, it's a good question, often, this is your question here, sometimes what can happen is you can start off, pour a bit of milk in, and you poured enough in to make a lisha raka. But the person who's eating the Weetabix, the child, whoever it is taking a long time. And what happens is, with this Weetabix, for example, after a while, it'll settle. So I have a good question. Is this a problem? That means you poured in enough amount to make a lisha raka. But after a while, the child's playing around, he wants this, he wants that, he wants another sweet in between, he wants to go to the toilet. You know, it's 101 things he's busy with. And by the time he's finished, he gets to the Weetabix, it becomes a lisha raka. Now, I wasn't sure what happened in that case. So I asked Rapat, and I said, the moment he arrives, Rapat said he thinks that is okay. Because Elisha Raka, you look at Elisha Raka, at the time you put it in, if that's a normal run of the mill, if that's what it takes to, to eat it in that way, and normally a person would eat it in that stage, that would be a raya. He brought me a raya, ranged in the Levice, in Hilchas Dosh, we had a person who squeezed a lemon onto sugar. It's mutter. He said, if you leave that sugar for a long time and you don't eat it, what's going to happen is it's going to become congealed, it's going to become lost, it's going to become bonked together. No one ever asks us to leave. It might happen, if you leave it for a long time, it might happen. The terrorist is, we don't worry, we look at the norm. If the norm is to have it in that way, then you're allowed to do it. You don't have to worry if someone leaves it extra long. When you pour it in, you must pour it into the normal stage, and if that's good, you're all right. Okay, right, let's get to the practical thing over here. We've got a Weetabix over here, so you do the first thing is a shinui of seder. I wouldn't use my hands normally, I'm telling you now, but I don't do my hands normally. I put my hands in over here. I was at a function last week or 2 weeks ago, I don't want to say where, and I saw the waiter serving there, he was taking with his hands, I won't say what he was taking, he was taking hands to put them on one's plate. I wasn't so happy with that anyway. No, it wasn't all right. So anyway, I made a little little comment to the balabossa. He also noticed it anyway. He went soon along to speak to the waiter. Things changed very quickly. So this is nothing what happens at home, by the way. If you come to my house, the food is handled very cleanly, let me tell you. Very, very clean.
So it's a shinui that
you take to. That shinui I don't want. Right. The kids, you put, number one is you put the, sorry, you don't even put the cereal first.
You put the milk.
So I want to show you first when you don't put a lot of milk in what happens, yeah? I'm going to show you a little bit here. You wait a bit here, you'll see it sticks together, it becomes a lot.
Chef Robert.
So if you leave it for a bit of time, it'll stick together, it becomes a lot. So you've got a lot of milk in. That's what you start with, a lot of milk. And then what you do is you mix it. So I've done a shimmy in the seder. I put the milk in first. Then I put the cereal in, that's a shinui and seder. Now I'm going to do losh in a funny way. If you mix it a lot, much milk, I'm not a very good expert on this, but if you mix it enough, after a while you'll get a lisha raka. This might need a bit of practice, this Rabbi Yisai, yeah, to get the right consistency. But, I'm not sure to do with it, but I'm having a lot of milk over here. But this is what you have to do. This is the general idea. You have to end up with a lisha raka. If you end up with a lisha raka, you've got a serious problem. You could even crush out. There's no choice now crushing out the Weetabix. It might be better to crush out. That way you get less of a thing sticking. So it could be better to crush out. Someone told me tonight he was told to crush up a bit of the Weetabix, put it in and mix it with some coffee. Either way is good, as long as you make a lisha raka. The problem is, otherwise, you have two problems. One is, first of all, someone like to say to me, he's got no fixator. Sometimes during the week he puts the milk in first, and sometimes he puts the cereal in first. So he's a bit of an interesting case, this person, yeah? He's got no fixed way of doing things. So what happens in that case then? Someone's got no fixed way. He hasn't got a fixed way of doing things. What do you do then? Or, let's say it's an item which the Meister, there's no fixed thing. Everyone does different. Some people do a mix, some people do the cereal first, some people do the solid first, some people do the liquid first. There's no fixed way. You can't say there's a mahalach of what to do. What happened in such a case over there? So this is the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sivkot Nun Zayin.
See if I've got the numbers on him. The Eliyahu Kosso, the Eliyahu writes, "If ain your duat, yase shinui de mafash begmora."
You have to do the shinui, which is mezzanim. It means someone's got no fixed way himself, or there is no fixed way. People do; everyone does differently.
Then yase shinui, which is said in the Gemara. I'm just lost it here.
It looks after the Gemara. The change in the Gemara was to put the solid first. I'm saying with cereals, it's not really a good example. Cereals, most people, as far as I know, always put the solid in first, then the liquid, yeah? So in cereals, it's not a question. You can have other items, which you can see there, which also be a question of Lisha Rakar, and you want to know what to do. In that case there, if you don't know what to do, there's no fixed thing of what to do, then he says you should do, the Seder should be is to put the solid in first. If you know what you do, it depends on you, this actually. This halach of Losh Pashas from Mishnah Berurah's Mashpit depends on you. So if you normally put your liquid in first during a week, first into your bowl, and then you put the cereal in afterwards, on Shabbos you should change. You put the cereal in first, then the liquid. If you, which most normal people do, is they put the cereal in first, then the liquid, then on Shabbos you should change, and you put the liquid in first, and then the, what do you call it, and then the cereal. Let's put a bit more of this thing, it's not really mixing, are you?
It's very good. I see that's really nice. It's normally hot milk, but not quick. I see that it's already binding again. So now, what we have to do is we have to mix it. 1, 2. I hope I'm not going to run this up here. Yeah, you're right. You can see that way, it's like, okay, it's quite runny.
I wouldn't recommend this though, I'm not going to have this afterwards. First of all, I'm flashing, so I can't have this. But this, you can see this is running. Can you see it's all tilted?
Yeah.
So this is a Lisha Rakla. Baruch Hashem, this is a successful operation. And is allowed to be done on Shabbos. So what I've done today is allowed to be done on Shabbos, actually. If you want to do this, you want Shabbos. If you leave this long enough, you'll see it solidify, actually, and become a problem. But I'm just telling you, if a normal person, when he eats it, will eat it within that time, then you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry that it's going to solidify afterwards. If within normal circumstances, a person will eat that, as much as. So again, we're talking about here, Elisha Rakar. And you're doing a shinui. One shinui that we're talking about over here is a shesi ve'edo. So I said, like I said to you, you do criss-cross. Some people take it out every time. Some people leave it in. Move it always around. As opposed to not doing it running, round and round. Round and round is normal. That should be done. You do that on Shabbos, it's mutter. So let me just make a recap of what you're saying. You need the shinui. You need the shinui in the seder of you put it in. The order of the ingredients has to be different. That's number one. Very important, you change round the order of the ingredients you put in. So you want to make this mustard, what was it, this custard powder. So you said normally you put liquid in first. That's what you said about custard powder, was it? So if you want to make a custard powder on Shabbos, it has to be runny, it must be runny. So you have to put, in your case, the custard powder, where you put liquid in normally first, you have to change round, you put the powder in first, then you add a whole lot of liquid, and then you mix it with option number one is shesi ve'erev. You do it horizontal, vertical, and you mix it in that way until it gets mixed properly. Not circular motion, just round and round. That's normal way you mix. That should not be done. You should make a shinui in the actual mixing itself, and that's okay. You do that on Shabbos, that's mutter.
And if you use the other hand?
What?
If you do it and you use the other hand, that's
not
shinui.
No, that's a good way to be. If you use your left hand, yeah, that I had to see with a good question. I didn't see that. If you use another hand, whether that helps. Chazal gave certain shinui you have to do. I don't think you can change from what Chazal said. It's a good idea. There are various shinui we're going to say, so we'll go through this to tomorrow. There are other shinui as well. But it's basically this idea. You make a shinui in the state of the ingredients, number one. You make a Lisha Rakar, and then you make a change in the actual mixing itself. Then that becomes what to do to make a Lisha Rakar. It has to be a runny mixture. All right, we'll
say. What time thing you have to do?